welcome for them to our stage.
Thank you. Down a little bit. I got it.
Okay.
Well, it's mighty nice to be back out here. We wasn't here last year. I guess it was because we were too lazy to get out here. I don't know. I'm not going to make any excuses, but that's the best I can think of. In other words, we've just forgot to put our name in the pot, so we didn't get no peas. But we're here today. We're going to try to play a few old-time fiddle tunes that was popular way back in the first of the century. Maybe some of them you've heard them, and maybe some of them you haven't. But it's old fiddle tunes. It was played many years ago in our part of the country where we would go to a square dance and get out there and dance all night long. And some of us didn't know but one or two tunes to play, but that's what they had to dance by. If they got tired of one tune, we played the other one. And when I first started learning to play the fiddle, I didn't know much about it. So it was one, it was in the house where I was born and raised. So I first started playing. My mother said, "Look here, son, I can't stand that." She says, "I just can't stand that. That's too much." So she wouldn't let me play in the house. She made me go out there and practice sitting on a stump out in the field. And I went out there and played and tried to play. She finally told me the better that I played, the closer I could get to the house. It was 5 years before I ever played a tune in the house. And then that was risky. One of the old tunes we used to play many years ago for square dance was called Mississippi Sawyer. And we'd like to try to play that for you today. It goes something like this. The old country dances, we didn't have dance halls. We had to go to somebody's house if they'd let us. And about two-thirds way of the evening, some of them done had a few drinks, and the dance got right lively. You were lucky you didn't kick the plasters off the wall. Another old tune we played called Soldier's Joy. Thank you. you very much. When you applaud for us, it's like making love to an old maid, you know, you can't overdo it. I'd like to introduce these boys that's helping me out so well here. This gentleman on the right, he's a fine guitar player, and he's a past master on the five-string banjo. I'd like you to make welcome Mr. Jack Bigelow. Look at here, girls, look at here. He's young, he's handsome, and he's single. Yes, sir. He's looking around, though. He's got his eye up. He's looking around. He's looking around for a rich widow. There's any rich widows out there. The line forms on the left. Please make welcome Mr. Jack Farley.
Jack?
All right. He paid me a quarter to say that. Here's another old one called a flop-eared mule. We had a few of them around home we had to work with. Some of them were angry, they were ornery as the devil, especially the white ones. But this song is called a flop-eared mule. Thank you. I was raised on a farm down below Kissimmee. Many years ago, it was quite unlike it is today. We had to do everything we did by hand. We didn't have farm tools like front-end loaders or tractors and so forth. And most of it was done by hand. My sister had a farm down there. And it was really the richest soil in that farm of any place I ever saw. That ground was so rich that when we planted corn, we had to plant it on the run. Because every time you dropped a kernel of corn down there and went to kick the dirt over it with your foot, that soil was so rich that that kernel of corn would sprout and run up your butcher leg before you'd get away from it. So you had to plant it on the run. And then when the corn was fully grown, the moon had to detour by the way of Georgia to get over. That's how tall it was.
Thank you.
that same farm that my sister had, they have such a rich soil. She grew some watermelons down there one day, one season. And she had a little trouble with them. The vines grew so fast and so far until the vines wore the watermelon out, dragging them across the ground. They grew so fast. But anyhow, she saved a couple of them. So we took a horse and wagon and went down there to take it up to the house. And we had a little trouble getting it on the wagon because it was so big. We didn't have enough neighbors around there to pick it up. So finally we got enough people around there around that watermelon, picked it up, and finally we manned it up on that wagon. Had a mule hooked to that wagon. And about time we got it up there, it rolled off and busted and drowned the mule. So the other one, we didn't take any chances on that. We rolled it up to the house. And we put it up on a couple saw horses. And we screwed a faucet in it, see. And we had watermelon juice for 2 weeks. Wasn't the truth, I wouldn't have told it.
You up jumped the devil.
This is a little tune called Up Jumped the Devil.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's a waltz that I like to play called The Waltz You Saved For Me. I went down to the farm, my sister's farm, one time after I had left there. I went back to see her one time, and she said that, I noticed she was upset when I got there. I said, "Sis, what's the matter with you?" She said, "Well, you know, that old abandoned well down there in the field?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "My prize milk cow just fell in there. That old cow's in that well, and we don't know how to get her out." And they was all worried, walking around there, wringing their hands and shedding a tear or two about the old milk cow. She says, "That's the best milk cow in the county. Everybody knows that. And I hate to lose it." So I went down, looked in the well, and sure enough, the cow was in the well. So I told her I didn't think there was anything to worry about. I'd get that old cow out of the well for her. So I went to the house and got a ladder. And I crawled down the well, and I started milking that old cow. And I milked her, kept right on milking. She was the best milk cow in the county, that's true. I milked that old cow for an hour or more, just kept right on milking. And finally I floated that old cow right out of that well. There wasn't a thing to it, just as simple as that. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to play for you. And I hope it don't get too hot out there. It was so hot over there a while ago. I was walking by there, and I saw a lizard crawling in a barbecue pit to keep cool.
Thank you, Richard. Jack. And